I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. The large-scale cyber attack that has spread to upwards of 70 countries this week is still playing out in businesses and government organizations around the world, and many in the security community are now saying that it looks more like the work of a nation-state disguised as a few hackers trying to extract a few bucks out of companies affected. Whomever is the culprit and however it gets solved, the latest round of malware attacks got us thinking about insurance. Cyber liability insurance is a newish product, but it's a growth industry. Some put the business at $4 billion annually in premiums and expect that number to jump to $20 billion in the next decade. Smita Bhargava is Vice President of Programs and Special Risk for the insurance company Clements. Thanks for talking with us. Brass Tacks, what is cyber liability insurance and how does it work?
Basically, cyber liability is a form of an insurance policy that has been created specifically for cyber events, which could range from hacking to data breach. It could be that somebody from, like an employee, steals data from your computers or from the hardware, or it could range up to hacking and extortion and other events.
Since these two major ransomware attacks have taken place, have you seen more interest from your clients in this type of liability insurance?
What we generally have seen between yesterday to today and, you know, WannaCry event in back in May, was that we got asked whether these types of events will get covered under their cyber insurance. It's interesting what happened with the last two sort of the big ones is that it wasn't just a cyber liability policy that could have responded. It was more of a kidnap and ransom policy, which has cyber extortion extension that could have paid for such expenses, you know, extortion demands. So people don't generally think about it as, you know, they think it's kidnap and ransom, so they rule it out. But really, those types of policy also have cyber extortion.
Let me ask you this. How do you figure out who is at fault in some of these cases as the insurance seller? Like in a lot of the hacks that we are familiar with, someone inside the company actually screwed up by clicking on a link or something that led to big problems for their employer. So how do you deal with that?
As long as it's an inadvertent act, you know, so if an employee inadvertently or unintentionally opened a link, that actually does not prohibit a claim. And to be honest, we see more of social phishing type of claims leading to actual losses, like financial losses, than we see on some of the bigger events like cyber hacking and all that, you know, so because those are very real type of events.
Smita Bhargava is Vice President of Programs and Special Risk for the insurance company Clements. Thanks for talking with us, Smita.
Thank you.
Just to say this out loud on the radio, by the way, security researchers say this large-scale cyber attack was made possible by last month's global cyber attack. And by some measures, that cyber attack was made possible by spy agencies in the U.S. government because of what many say is the theft of a security hole in Microsoft software that the NSA had found and weaponized. We are building cyber weapons at home that are coming back to haunt us. And if you think about an older specter of destruction, nuclear weapons, and how much of the global community eventually came to realize that disarmament was the way to go, you gotta wonder when, if ever, we will think about pledging to not manufacture cyber weapons in the first place. It's an idea. I'm just saying.